In the United States, hundreds more immigration officers are being sent to Minnesota after the fatal shooting of a woman by an agent of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, sparked large protests in Minneapolis and across the country. The Trump administration says the officer acted in self-defense, but Minnesota officials have disputed that account and launched their own inquiry separate from the federal investigation. As the enforcement operations expand and community tensions escalate, civil liberties groups have raised broader concerns and questions about immigration policy in the US. Dipinder Mayel is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can I get your response, first of all, to this news that the government is now sending hundreds more immigration officers to Minnesota?
Well, I mean, first off, it's you know, devastating and alarming news, in some ways not surprising. So I want to start by acknowledging the horrible tragedy of the killing of Renee Good. And it's important to center that a family is right now without a daughter, without a mother, without a spouse. And this is a community that continues to grieve and is also terrified, and it should not have happened. But this is really best understood as part of a broader pattern of brutality that has been documented in court after court that is playing out across the country. And everyone is seeing it. This is not news to anyone throughout the United States, across the world. You know, and here in November, it started in earnest at the end of here in Minnesota, it started at the end of November, and we saw the arrival of this force, this immigration force, and immediately a wide range of unconstitutional activity that include the arrival of this militarized group of masked agents with blocked license plates, and reports immediately started coming in of racial profiling, community harassment, and excessive force. And we've also seen the targeting of observers and protesters. And that's, you know, that includes the pointing of semi-automatic weapons indiscriminately, pepper spraying groups wildly, and deploying tear gas in residential neighborhoods. So this is really part of a broader pattern, and the escalation is part of that as well.
Why do you think Minnesota has been a focus of this operation?
I mean, it's hard to know. There's a great deal of animus coming from the president and the Trump administration towards Minnesota. You know, we saw a targeting of immigration, targeting move from, you know, throughout the country. We saw it in LA, we saw it in Chicago, we saw it in DC. But at this point, what you see on the ground is really a result of a campaign of dehumanization that's coming from the Trump administration. And they have really emboldened federal forces to act with impunity across the United States.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Dipinder Mayel, Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota. What is the Civil Liberties Union doing right now in response to what's happening in Minnesota, but also across the country?
There's a great deal of work that's being done, right? And I think that the way to think about this is that, look, this affects all of us. This is about our most fundamental constitutional rights. We're talking about the First Amendment right to free speech and assembly. We're talking about the freedom of the press, the right to videotape and record law enforcement activities. We are talking about our Fourth Amendment rights to be free from unlawful search and seizure, due process, rights of equal protection. These are the most essential and time-honored rights of our democracy and our society. So from our perspective, this is something that affects everyone. Democrats and Republicans alike should be alarmed by this activity. So the American Civil Liberties is calling on you know, everyone to get off the sidelines on this. One of the things that we do is litigate. And we have a lawsuit that is filed that a class action lawsuit that is in federal court seeking an injunction from the court to stop the government from targeting observers and protesters with unconstitutional conduct and retaliation.
Donald Trump campaigned on a promise of carrying out mass deportations and, of course, was returned to the White House. Is there still a significant section of the American population that supports these operations, do you think?
I'm not sure, right? I mean, at the end of the day, the ICE activities and the immigration activities that we are seeing is not normal. And it really should be understood as part of an unprecedented abuse of executive authority. What is being projected out there and what people voted for, I can't really speak to that. But I can tell you that this is not normal immigration enforcement. The surge that we are seeing is endangering our community. It is violating our rights. And the continued presence of ICE in our community is dangerous and it is deadly. And that's why we are asking that ICE operations halt operations immediately.
And what do you make of the response that we've seen from state, local and federal officials to Renee Good's death? State officials in Minnesota are now saying that they want to open their own inquiry into what happened, separate from the federal investigation. What do you think needs to happen there and how will that play out if those two inquiries aren't cooperating?
I mean, it is clear that the Trump administration is trying to sell a version of what happened to Renee Good before even attempting to investigate what the facts on the ground really are. We demand real accountability, and that starts with an independent investigation. And we're asking that there be an investigation led by the Minnesota State Attorney General's office. A lot goes into an investigation, more than just looking at videos. You know, you have to clearly establish facts, but you also have to look at policies, understand what the rules of engagement are in a circumstance like this, understanding what the training and background is. So a lot goes into it. And in terms of, you know, what the government is projecting, look, you don't have to take my word for it. And judges and court after court across this country have reported that this administration has repeatedly spread widespread misinformation and widespread mischaracterization of these incidents and what has happened.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dipinder Mayel is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota.